So today is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We are just about on Kuf Lamed Zayin, towards like last line of Kuf Lamed Vav Beis. Today's Daf will learn for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Basya Bas Rachel Devorah. So we're in the middle of the sugya as to whether or not Kinyan of Peiros equals Kinyan of Guf. But the Kinyan of Peiros is that if you hold the right to use the property, whether that's considered full bailus or not, or whether also you have to have Kinyan HaGuf, which is basically you own the principal. We had a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan said that Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuf, and Reish Lakish said that it is not. Rav Yochanan then asked Reish Lakish the kasha from a braisa that seemed to indicate that Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuf, and Reish Lakish answered that if you say Acharecha, that is different. So now we start Bahatanya on the Bama. Bacharecha, Reish Lakish said, means that that is if you're giving over the Kinyan HaGuf as well. So with the bottom is Vahatanya. Now there's a machlokas Rishonim, before we even read the Gemara, machlokas Rishonim as to who this is a question on. If you look right away at the last Rashbam, second to last line, it says Vahatanya, it's Lirav Yochanan Parich. He says that it's Rav Yochanan Parich. The question of Rav Yochanan, if you look in Tosos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, in Tosos Vatanya, it says, Nira de Reish Lakish Parach. So it's learned, so it's Machlokas Rishonim, how it, who this question is on. Tosos makes sense here, but there seems to be that towards the end of the Sugya, that the Rashbam has a Raya in the Gemara. The only problem with the Rashbam is the Rashbam had to change the Girsa of the Gemara. We happen to have the Rashbam's Girsa, but in order for the Rashbam to work, he had to change the Girsa, and that's what was put in. So we'll start the Hatanya. Vatanya, Yachzeru L'Yorshe Nosein. We have a Braisa. Again, we have this Braisa. It's the same idea that we had before from the previous Braisa. It's sort of this waterfall remainder trust, right? So I give it to somebody, and then Acharecha number two should get it, and Acharecha number three should get it. And then number one gets it, number two dies. So number three doesn't get it. The question is then number one dies. Who does the remaining assets in the trust go? So here it says, Yachzeru L'Yorshei Nosein. It should go back to the Yorshei Nosein. That, says Rashbam, is a kasha Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yochanan, if Rav Yochanan is correct that Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuf Dami, why does the items return to the Yachzeru, to the original grantor? It should go to guy number one. He died. Number two's not there, so therefore number three can't get it. Number three only comes if number two gets it. So number one then dies. So then if he has Kinyan HaPeiros, and Kinyan HaPeiros equals Kinyan HaGuf, then his Yorshim should get it. Why does it go back? Why does it go back to the original guy? What? Your number three, no. Your number one is Yorshim should get it. I give it to number one. Who's supposed to get to number two? Supposed to get to number three. So the way it works, I gave it to number one. Number two dies. Right, it's the same price as yesterday, but different result. Number two dies. Now number one dies. So number three is out of the picture because he only comes to be caught number two. So he's gone. Number two doesn't get it because he never got it. Okay, now Yorshim of number one, who gets it? Between mine, the Nosein's Yorshim, or Yorshim number one?
One died first.
No, number two died first.
Number two died first, but still one's position.
No one possession, and then number one dies.
Okay, and then who dies? Then number one dies.
Then number one dies.
Why should you just consider where his possession is?
Because if you say, so here the price says it goes back to Yorshei Nosein. So that's the kasha. So if you say that Kinyan HaPeiros lav Kinyan HaGuf, I mean, all this guy had was a right to use the product, and it was mine. But he had the right to use the product. If Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuf, the number one's Yorshim should get it. But here it says it goes back to the Nosein, which seems to indicate that Kinyan HaPeiros lav Kinyan HaGuf.
Well, it's the one and the Yorshim too.
Because number two died and never got it.
Right.
He predeceased one. So he never got it.
If it would have gone to number two first, that would have been like...
Then Akasha would have been on number two. Then he would.
No, okay.
Then number two died.
So it's Akasha
and Rav Yochanan. Exactly. According to Reish Rashbam, it's Akasha and Rav Yochanan. Right by Tanya, Yachzeru L'Yorshei Nosein. So the Gemara says, Tanayi, Tzamachlokas Tanayim. Meaning, Tzamachlokas Tanayim as to whether or not Kinyan HaPeiros is Kinyan HaGuf Dami or not. Rav Yochanan's going to hold it like the braisas with Tanaim that say Kinyan HaPeiros is the Kinyan HaGuf. And this braisa happens to go according to the Shita, the second braisa, the Shita, the Kinyan HaPeiros, the Lach, Kinyan HaDami. Right, Rashbam says, but here's the point. Rashbam says, V'lo gar sinon ela acharecha nami tanaihi. The original girsa was acharecha nami tanaihi, which would indicate that it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Remember, Reish Lakish says acharecha. So the Tosfos says the question over here is going to be on Reish Lakish. Lama yaksu li yorshe anosin. If we deal with a case of acharecha, right, this is how Tosis explains it. If you deal with a case of acharecha, then why does it go back to the nosin? Even Reish Lakish agreed that acharecha equals kinyan peiros, equals kinyan aguf, and it should go to yorshe number one.
Right.
That would have been the kashan. So that's how it would have been Reish Lakish, but we don't have that girsa according to Rashbam, or he took out the girsa. So let's just read the Rashbam again. The logar sin acharecha nami tanahi demashma the terutza the tarzin lael l'Reish Lakish acharecha shani lav terutzahu. That's not the havad l'Reish Lakish matina acharecha shani. That's definitely how he explains it. If you go further down, like in the Rashbam, it says El Rabbi Yochanan who the Martitzin Hachitanahi. This is Rashbam's Perush. Rashbam says that we're answering here that Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to answer that it's a machlokas Tanayim. Kolome Ika Tanai the Pligi Bikinin Perush the Rishon Ikin a Guftam Yolo. He's going to hold it to the price as Kinyan Guftam. That's how he explained. He says the answer is a Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guftam is Machlokas Tanaim, which we know. And then he quotes a Brisa. This Brisa now is going to be an indication of a Machlokas Tanaim, or whether Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Guftam or not. Tosas' problem is that this Brisa is not so clear as whether it's Kinyan Machlokas about Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guftam. It could be explained other ways. There are other Brisas which are more emphatic about the fact that there's a machlokes in Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guf, which is one of the reasons why Tosfos doesn't like this explanation of the Rashbam. But we go according to Shita's Rashi, usually, and we're gonna keep it in the family and go according to Shita's Rashbam for now. The Tanya, so he brings a source, as again, quote to Rashbam, this is a source to prove that Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guf, Dami or not, is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, Nichasai Lecha Ve'acharecha Leploni. I say that my nechassim are going to go to Reuven, and after Reuven dies, they should go to Shimon. V'yarod Rishon u'machar v'achal. So Reuven, while he owns it, goes down and he sells the property. He sells it, and I guess v'achal, and he used up all the money that he got. Right? He eat everything, and after the first guy dies, after Reuven dies, Hasheni motzi miyada l'kochos. Shimon can then go and extract the karka from the purchaser, because according to the Divrei Rebbe, because you see clearly that the Kinyan Peiros that Reuven had was not a Kinyan Guf. Therefore, he only had a right to the output. He didn't have a right to the actual leasehold, to the actual property itself, and he couldn't sell it. Therefore, number two had a lien, essentially, and number two can go extract it from the purchasers. But Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein L'Sheni Ela Masha Shia Rishon. No, what happens is, if you do this remainder trust, Nechasai L'cha V'acharecha L'ploni, then the first guy has the right, when he owns it completely. It's just his, he has a responsibility to number two gets whatever's left over at the end. Therefore, number one had the right to transfer it. And therefore, Kinyan Peiros is obviously Kinyan Guftami, and that would be Machlokas Tanaim, where Rav Yochanan would end up holding,
but he had no right to sell it.
Why not? It's a Machlokas.
Yeah, well,
that's the whole Machlokas.
Yeah.
According to Rebbe, he doesn't have the right, because Kinyan Peiros lav Kinyan Guf. Right. And according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right? Ein l'sheni el masha shi'ar rishon, because Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Guf, right? Rebbe holds the first guy does not have the permission to sell the nechassim because Kinyan Peiros is not Kinyan Guf. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says the Kinyan Peiros of the first guy is Kinyan Guf, therefore he does have the power to sell it. And number two would only get what's left over. Fine. That's the scene. That's Machlokas Tanayim. That's where the Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf dummy, right? Rashbam quotes. And then let's do the Rashbam first, because then the next part is going to bring a brisa that seems to indicate Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel have opposite shitas. Maybe a steer on Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so the Tanya is looking at Rashbam. The Tanya, the Rebbe Sfirulei, Rebbe's the first man domer, the Lav Kikinyan Guftami. Avahach brisa to Katani Yachzeru Luyorshe Nosein. The second brisa that we started today's year, the Yachzeru Luyorshe Nosein, that's going to be Rebbe he. That's me, Rebbe. Shita, the Kinyan Peiros, lav Kinyan Guftami. The Rav Shimon Sfirulei, kik Kinyan Guftami. That it is like Kinyan Guf. V'hach the Katani Yachzul Yorshe Rishon Rav Shimon. What we said yesterday at the end, the Ace report yesterday, that price which says in the daisy chain, when number two dies, Jesus number one, then number one dies, it goes back to Yorshe number one. That's Rav Shimon because he had Kinyan Peiros. He had the Kinyan Peiros equal to Kinyan Guf. Number one owned the whole thing. V'ana, and we, Sfirulei, kir Rav Shimon. We hold like Rav Shimon that Kinyan Peiros is kikinyan guftami. V'hainu de pasik Rav Yochanan lekaman halacha kirav Shimon, and that's how he paskin like Rav Shimon. Paskin Rav Shimon. Umiul Reish Lakish lav bikin. So here we say umiul Reish Lakish lav bikinyan peiros kikinyan guftami pligi. The problem is that we paskin like Rav Shimon, but also we paskin like Reish Lakish. So if you're holding that Rav Shimon is the one who says kikinyan peiros kikinyan guftami, you have a problem here now, because psak is a paskin like Rav Shimon. But we also we know that we pass on Reish Lakish that Kinyan Peiros Lav Kinyan Guftami. So Reish Lakish has to now reinterpret this Brisa. And this now Rashbam has to reinterpret the Brisa the way Tosos interpreted everything. He's going to say that Reish Lakish holds that the Machlokas in this Brisa is not whether Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guftami. Everyone holds that Kinyan Peiros Lav Kinyan Guftami. The Machlokas in this Brisa is going to be whether Acharecha raises it to Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf. Right? So he says, this is what the machlokas is. Rebbe savar acharecha nami kinyan peiros ba'almahu the istei l'rishon. Rebbe's going to hold that acharecha doesn't add anything. It doesn't add anything to the kinyan peiros. It's still only kinyan peiros. Acharecha doesn't add a kinyan guf. Ulehilkach sheni motzi miyad lekuchos. Therefore, the second guy can extract it from the lekuchos because acharecha added nothing. It was only a kinyan peiros. There's no kinyan guf. I can extract it. Vehecha deme sheni. And if the second guy dies, I guess the second guy predeceased the rishon. Yachzur liar sheinosin. I'll go back to the original grantor. The kinyan peiros lakin guf dami. Rav Shem Gamliel savar ba alma kinyan peiros lakin guf dami. Really, I agree. Kinyan peiros says lav kinyan guf dami. But hacha acharecha shani. Here he says acharecha and acharecha is different. The guf upeiros acting the rishon. Therefore, and acharecha makes it the kinyan adds the kinyan guf into the kinyan peiros. Hilkach ein l'sheni elamash shi rishon. Therefore, the second guy only has the remainder. The hecha the meisheni, and therefore, if the sheni guy predeceases the rishon, yachzur liyorshe rishon. It goes back to the yorshe rishon. V'chein ikar, and that's the way to answer to interpret the hashal tikshe hilchasa hilchasa. Because this way, you won't have obscura when it comes to psak. The ha paskin on hilchasa kereish lakish. We pass like reish lakish. The kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami. Ubahad acharecha laponi kaim. And Kaimalon Kirav Shimon, and with this Acharech Laploni, Kaimalon Kirav Shimon, the English Shani Mashiach Rishon, Kedamskin Hilchasa Kaman. So we have a problem. So the only way to explain that is to say that Reish Lakish is going to explain that this Brisa is not arguing whether or not Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf Dami, it's arguing whether or not Acharech raises the Kinyan Peiros into Kinyan Guf. Okay, so that's how Reish Lakish is going to answer the Kasha. Uri Mini, go back to what we just mentioned. We just indicated, it's hard now, because now you have to. Now you have to go through the Gemara. If you go through the Gemara both ways, whether the way Rav Yochanan interpreted the Brisa or the way Reish Lakish interpreted the Brisa. What? Yeah. Uri Minhi. So we ask Astira. Nechasai lecha v'acharech laploni. It's our same case. Nechasai lecha, I give my property to you, and upon your death it goes to Ploni. Yorei rishon umocher v'ochel divrei Rebbe. The first guy can go sell it and eat it up. Divrei Rebbe, which mashma that kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami. Either he holds kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami, or he calls acharecha raises kinyan peiros to kinyan guf, which is the complete opposite. We just said before. Rebbe said the guy can be motzi from the lekuchos. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ein l'rishon el achila peiros bavad. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. The first guy only has the rights to eat the peiros. He doesn't have the right to sell, which is against what we just said before. Rav Shimon said ein l'sheni mashiach rishon. The rishon has the full rights to do everything, and the sheni only gets what's left over. So kasha the Rebbe the Rebbe and Rav Shimon Shimon Gamliel. So we have a steer between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Rebbe the Rebbe lo kasha. The Rebbe it's not going to be kasha. Ha, the second case. The case, which would be the first brisa, which says the second guy can extract it, the gufa. That's what I'm about, the gufa nechasim. If the rishon guy went and sold even the principal, then Rebbe says you can go and extract that. But the peira. The second case is where he sold the peiros. So basically is number two can extract the principal from the lekuchos. He can't extract the peiros that were bought from the lekuchos because number one had the right to sell the peiros. He had a kinyan peiros. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Okasha, why? Halichatchila habidiyeved. What you're allowed to do and what is impactful are two different things. Lichatchila, it is forbidden. It is not the right thing for the first guy to sell. Yes, kinyan peiros is a kinyan guftami. Or you say acharecha makes it the kinyan peiros kinyan guftami. Again, the parallel logic. But here he's saying lechatzila, even though kinyan repair is kinyan guftami, but when he, or acharecha makes it, the guy said acharecha, meaning the tzivoy was to give it to number two. So lechatzila, you number one should not be violating the last will and testament of the nosein and not be selling it. Kedieved, if you did it and you were over the iser and you sold it, since we say kinyan repair is kinyan guftami, or we say acharecha equals kinyan repair is kinyan guf, then it would be a valid, it would be valid sale. There's nothing for the guy to do. So that's why he says Shim Gamliel, Ein l'sheni l'masha shiarishon. That's the lechatzila. But b'di'eved, if you're a rishon mocha v'ochel, then. Lechatzila is number two. That ein l'rishon l'chilas peiros b'vad. But b'di'eved, that's the rishon. But b'di'eved, if you went and violated it, then the sheni only really only has what's left over, because he holds kinyan peiros, the kinyan guftan. Spent a lot of time on today's daf. So, Amar Abaye then says, Rasha Arum, is a Rasha Arum? Who's a Rasha Arum? Zeh HaMesi Eitzel Limkor B'Nechasim Hirshim Gamliel. A Rasha Arum is a guy who gives advice, a third party who gives advice to the first guy in this chain to sell the property like in accordance to Shita of Shim Gamliel, because then it'd be valid. And what you're doing is, you know, you're causing the second guy to not get anything in violation of the Nosein's, the grantor's wishes. And why is he a Rasha Arum? Because the third party gets no benefit from it. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan says, like we just said in the Rashbam, halacha kir Shim Gamliel. The halacha in this case kir Shim Gamliel, that if the first guy in this chain sells it, the second guy has nothing. Because either kinyan peiros kinyan guftami, or acharecha raises it to kinyan peiros kinyan guftami. However, Mode, Rav Shim Gamliel agrees that you can't sell it, you don't have the full kinyan. She'im nisanan b'matnas shchiv meira lo asa klum. That what would happen is, if guy number one, instead of selling it during his ownership period, gifts it as a matna shchiv meira to a third party, then that is nothing, meaning after he dies, it will go to the number two, not to the recipient of his matna shchiv meira. Mar says, my time, why? Why is that the case? Amar Abaye, matna shchiv meira lo kana ella achar misa, v'kar g'kvar kedamo acharecha. Because the matna shchiv meira only transfers the property after death, post-mortem. And I guess the acharecha, the guy who's acharecha, his zechus was there beforehand. His zechus is beforehand, right? Because his zechus, I guess it's almost, his zechus comes immediately upon the death, whereas the matna shchiv meira is only after the death. I guess that seems to be way Rashbam reads it. Umi Amar Abaye Hachi, does Abaye really say this, that matna shchiv meira is only chal after the misa of the nosein? Va'itmar, we have stated, matna shchiv meira me'emes hakana, when does a matna shchiv meira kone, meaning when does the makabel get the rights? Abaye Amar, in gmar misa, simultaneously upon the death, not after death, right upon the death. The Rava Amar la'achar misa, la'achar misa. Rava says it's a, I don't know the exact demarcation, but there's stage one and stage two. Abaye seems to indicate it comes earlier, and Rava says it comes later. So how can Abaye say that the acharecha guy is before the shchiv meira, because the shchiv meira and the acharecha are going to be at the same time upon the death at this early stage one? So the Gemara says, no, hadrei Abaye mehi. Abaye retracted from the second statement. The Gemara says, mimai demehi hadrei, dima meha hadrei. How do we know that Abaye retract? There's clearly a steer in Abaye, so we say he retracted.
But, why is this theory again? I don't get it.
Because one case Abaye says that the shchiv meira only is kone at stage two, which is after death, and the second Bryce Abaye says he's going to with the death, which is earlier. I don't know exactly what the demarcation, how many seconds it's between, but everything makes a difference over here. Every second makes a difference because you're the rights of somebody. If I have rights before you, then I have the lien, and you can't get anything.
When the rights take effect from a previous lien, right? After death or with death? Like, how does it work?
So we just read that the matna shchiv meira lo kana ela acher v'kvar kedamu acharecha. The acharecha guy gets it at death, not after death. So if the acharecha guy gets it beforehand, so if the shchiv meira gets it afterwards, then the acharecha guy comes in beforehand. That's why, you know, the seconds matter. And then comes, we have the brice that says, Abaye says, no, the acharecha, that the shchiv meira also gets it at death, which means that acharecha doesn't go before him. So then we say, Abaye is hadar be Abaye. So why is Abaye, which one is Abaye Hadar from? Why are you saying that Abaye is Hadar from the second case, which means that he would still say that the Acharecha guy got his rights before the recipient of the Shchiv Meiras gift. So Magdamahi Hadar Bey, Dilma Meha Hadar Bey. So he says, Lo Sokol Daitach. He can't say that he was Hadar Bey from the first statement, because the Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Gittin, someone says to his wife, Zegitech in Meiti. Meaning, when I die, this becomes your get. Zegitech, if I die, Mecholi Zeh, if I die from the sickness. Or he says, Zegitech la'achar misa. This is my get after I die, Lo Amar Klum. He doesn't say anything, it doesn't count, because it's all the get, the chalos of the get is not with the death, it's post the death, and there can't be chalos of a get after death, because ain't get la'achar misa. So you see from here that anything that happens, it's after the fact. So the same thing with the Shchiv Meirah, it's after the fact. No, when he dies, he's zegitech. The case is zegitech. The Moran Mishnah was out. If I die from this, right, right. So the great, right. But zegitech mecholich means this is your get. If I die from this illness, that's the case. Okay. The question is, what happens if he says, if he, I don't know, zegitech? What? So I asked for Tendler or asked for the rest. They're different Shiloh. Right. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Zera says the name of Yochanan as well. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which means that either Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Guftami, or Acharecha, we're going to say like Rashbam, that Acharecha raises it to Kinyan Peiros equals Kinyan Guft, and therefore, in our original case, if the Rishon sells it, the Sheni only can get what's left over. Right? But Filu Haya Behen Avadim Votzin Lecheiros. Even if within the package of Nechasim were Avadim, and number one, released the Avadim, he freed the Avadim during the time that he owned them. So Mar says, Pshita, if he owns it, he owns it. He says, no, Baal de Teva, you might have thought, Amar Lei, Lemevri Sur Lo Yavinu Lach, Gamash Malan. You would have thought that maybe the original grantor granted the property to number one and then to number two, only to use it in a permissible fashion. But the free of Adin, we know, is a lav, because it says, not a lav, it's Sarsay. It says, Lo'olam hem tavodu, you shouldn't be saving them. So Kamash Malan, yes, he might have done something in violation of the halacha, but it's still his, and it still counts. It's still valid, and number two will not get it. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha kirshim gamliel, also halacha kirshim gamliel, vafilu asan tachrit lames. Even if, number one, takes the property or cloak and makes it a tachrikrin. The Gemara says again, Peshitta. So he says, no, mal de tema l'shivune yisira hanalach ivanlach kamash malan. I'm not sure what the havamina was. The havamina seems to be that you would have thought that when the grantor gives the stuff to the nosing, it would only be to use the items, not to create the sirei hanah out of it. I don't know why, and that's the way he wants to use it. Kamash malan, Rav Yochanan says that the nechasim are kenuyim even for him to use and to create the sirei hanah out of them, because you can't, once you made tachrichin, you can't get hanah. Doris from Nachman Bar Chisda, okay, Nachman Bar Chisda says, Esrog ze nosum lachav matana. So now we come into the famous cases. Eventually we get to matana lach lahachzir. We'll talk about the esrog on sukkah. If there's only one esrog in shul, or if you have to grant an esrog to somebody on day one, what do you do? So darshav nachem bar chizda. Someone says to his friend, esrog ze nosum lachav matana. This esrog is given to you as a matana. V'acharecha laploni. So I basically have two esrogim. You guys have none. So I say this esrog is given to Ruvain the matana. And Acharecha, after Ruvain, is Yotzei the Mitzvah, it's going to go to Shimon. That's how it seems to be. So Natalo Rishon, so the first guy took it on the first day of Sukkot, V'yotze Bo, and he was Yotzei. So now, Bondul Machlokas, Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel here? Again, Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, we're going to say over here, this seems to indicate that the Machlokas was whether Kenyan Peyos, Kenyan or Guftami. So Bondul Machlokas, Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether or not he was Yotzei. Okay, because halacha is that a person is not Yotzei on the first day of Sukkot with an esrog that's not his. Right? The pasuk says, Lekach lechem b'yom harishon priyei tzedar, the lechem has to be mishalachem. According to Rebbe, kinyan peiros is lav kinyan guftami. Right? It's kinyan peiros, lav kinyan guftami. And therefore, the rishon can't be Yotzei because he's not the bailim on this.
It's not his.
It's not his because he only has a kinyan, if it's acharecha, he only has kinyan peiros because he has to give it to somebody else. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the first guy, when you give it to him, and you say Acharecha, the first guy has complete ownership, then he was Yotzei. Then the first guy was Yotzei.
The second guy, though.
What?
The second guy is Yotzei.
Second guy doesn't have it yet. Second guy.
I think once he gets it.
if he gets in the end, there's nobody else, then yeah, then he would get it. The question is whether the first guy was Yotze.
The Rishon didn't sell. He gave it to the second guy, who was the Yotze.
Correct. But was the first guy Yotze? Because if he only had a Kenyan of Kairos, and that doesn't equal Kenyan of Guf, then he wasn't Yotze.
I guess assuming that the Rishon is not a Katan.
Not assuming. It doesn't say he's a Katan, so he's not. It doesn't say he's a Katan. Maskif lo Rav Nachman, no assumption, it's not. Right, it's not an assumption, he's not. It's give it to somebody. Maskif lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asks the Kashi, he goes, Akan lo pligi Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel Hassam. He goes, no, that's not going to be the Machlokes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The only time Rav Shimon Gamliel argue is Ella, the Marsav Rekinu Peres Hekinu Guf Dami, Umarsav Rekinu Peres Lav Hekinu Guf Dami, which is, that's the Machlokes, whether Kinu Peres equals Kinu Guf or not. Or in a parallel understanding, whether or not a Charecha creates a Kinyan Peres or Kinyan Guf Dami here. Elohacha, by here, by the Esrul that's given to the first guy, via Charecha L'Sheni, I Mepak Lo Nafik Bei L'may Yahavi Nili. If the first guy isn't Yotze, what was the whole point of the Nosin giving it to him? What was his intent? His intent is clearly to give him over enough ownership that he can be Yotze. So that was the whole purpose. But why else would he be giving it to him? Just stop to hold it? So even Rebbe would agree in this case, or whoever would hold it, right? Even Rebbe would agree here, he must have given him over enough ownership in order for him to be Yotze the Mitzvah. I'm not going to stop just give you the S-word so you can just hold it, right?
Is there such a thing as split
60%?
Of course. Ownership, Bailos is a bundle of sticks. Right? And that's what we're in law school. It's a bundle of sticks. They're different rights. You can split the ownership into different things. We split between your pairs, between your goof. Now, when I'm giving it to you, I'm going to give it over to you with much more rights because I give it to you for the purpose.
Less rights. You just give it up to the mitzvah. That's it.
We'll give you more rights. I have to give it to you completely because it has to be lechem. It has to be yours.
Well, it's not because he can't sell it.
But in this case, he would be able to. That's the whole point.
It goes over to you anything you want.
He becomes, that's how he gets it. Ella meipik dekule alma, right? To yotzi the chol, kule alma, pligi the nafik bay. Everyone agrees here, they're splitting it. Exactly what I'm saying. They're split. Everyone agrees that he can be Yotze Yeshov. Rather, the machlokas is, Machar, I don't know what the Gersa is, Macharo, or Macharo, O Ochlo, or Ochlo, Bonu the machlokas Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. When it comes to selling it, then that's the machlokas. So, David, the way it works now is that I split the rights, I'm giving you, I'm clearly giving you enough to be Yotze, but whether or not you can sell it or not, that becomes the machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. According to Kenyan Peres, Kenyan Guftami, you would be able to sell it, and therefore mess up guy number two, who wouldn't get anything. According to, the guy gets the Esrog, we're in a town, I was just Yotze Me Mitzvah, I'm not giving it over to number two, I'm going to sell it to somebody else and make a buck or two, or more. But other Shita would say that, no, you don't have the right, because you don't, that, yes, you had the right to be Yotze the Mitzvah, but you don't have the right, listen, it's a very fine line that he's slicing here, because you're splitting up the ownership rights.
You want to eat an Esrog on?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
But eating it. A violation
of
anything? Matt says, I
don't know. Whether or not you're allowed to or not. If he did... But he can do it. Does he then have to pay back? Let's say he's not allowed to. But he did it anyway. Does he now owe the money to the second guy? Okay.
No, it's his.
Or it's not, and he has to pay him. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, ha'achim shekanu esrog betfusas habayis, unitalo echad mehem v'yotza bo, im yochol la'ochlo yotza, im lav lo yotza. So it's an interesting statement, just focusing on the lachem.
Shutfin.
Yeah, these are brothers, right? So these are brothers that they bought the esrog either with the Yerusha, either they got the esrog through Yerusha, but second, either they got the esrog through Yerusha, or our Rambam says, with the money from Yerusha, they went ahead and they bought it. Bottom line is, this esrog is bought or comes via the Yerusha prior to the split. Now, one of them takes it, v'natlu echa mehen on the first day of Sukkot, and Rambam points out, without the knowledge of his brother, now he took it in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So the question is now, was he Yotzei? Does it belong to him? He has to be his. Does it belong to him? Im yachala ochlo, if he would be able to eat it, or even to dispose of it, without the protest of the other brother, then he was Yotze. Then it proves that it's his. Im lav, but if the brothers would be machbid on each other, they'd be machbid on each other, then lo Yotze. Then he wouldn't be able to be Yotze, because you only can be Yotze on the esrog that is fully yours. And here, if the other guy has rights to it, and he protests you selling it or eating it, then it's not yours, and therefore you wouldn't be Yotze. Right, Rashbam says, Im lav, it's the last Rashbam of short lines. Im lav lo yotza, Diksiv l'katchlem mishlachem sheyakulo shelo v'lo shemiksasho shelo. And then Rashbam goes in. He goes, lachem is sometimes darshan to say that you yotzi with shutvin, and here it's darshan complete opposite. So he goes to try to figure out what the reason why the drushas are different in different halachas. But so then, but they give a caveat over there. The dafka deika l'kol chad v'chad. And now the next lines aval parish orim on lo. Everyone takes out. It shouldn't be there. Rashbam says it's a silly line. It says that's out. So we're going to, if the Rishonim take it out, we're going to take it out. So he says, "V'dafka de'ikor esel l'kol chad v'chad," which means, look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, I don't see in the Rashbam now, but it's basically he's saying that if there is enough money in the estate to buy multiple esrogim, that for each one, then it's mustaber that they're not machpid on each other. They may have only bought one, and then the guy went ahead and used it. You can't say the number two is going to be machpid in that case because there's enough money then to buy another one. I mean, their intent was most likely one's going to use this one and one's going to buy and then going to buy another one. But this is the Rashbam we have to read. The Rashbam says. If you look at the first wide line, aval kevan de kasiv lechem tsarich sheyakulo shelo. Next line. Second line, uminog shelanu. What's the minog in Europe? She nahogu levarich kol hakahal ve'esrog echad. Everyone made a bracha on one esrog. So, right? So what's going on there? How's that work? So he says, datenu maskemes latet kol echad b'matana eschalko lechavero. The umdum das is everyone's giving over as a gift their portion to somebody else. Even though we don't say it explicitly, that's the underlying assumption that everyone is using it and then gifting it over, complete gift over to the next one. It's going to be no worse than Matanam Nachlahachzir, which we're going to see in a moment, that I can give you my esrog on day one on condition that you return it to me. Because everyone in the congregation has the same understanding. Then you give it to everybody for purposes of making the bracha, and then if it's a matan amach lahachzir, on condition you turn it to me, or if it's only one esrog for everybody, then you pass it forward. Right, Mahani Mili, he says, all this is b'yom tov rishon. It's only the first day. Avol yom tov sheni, amrinon, mitoshe yotze b'sho, yotze b'gozol. And yom tov sheni doesn't matter. You can be yotze with a bar, esrog, with a shol, esrog. It's all about yom tov rishon. And then he says, mashkos b'sroim, medavka esrog, parsh rimon. He says, that's perishol shotimhu, ve'enu min ha-gemara. That's perishol the fools. So that comes out. Okay, so Amar Rava, this is the case, famous, matana amanas lahasir. Esrog ze, nosun lecha, b'matana, Amenasha tachziru li unitalo v'yotzabo hechzira yotza lo hechzira lo yotza. Rabbi says, I say to you, this esrog is given to you. It's day one, on condition that you return it to me. Guy takes it, shakes it. If he returns it back, meaning he fulfills the condition, then he fulfilled the mitzvah. If he doesn't fulfill the condition, then it was never given to him. He doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, and it was never his to begin with. And it goes back to the first guy. He wasn't yotze. Then you have to go. The first guy has to go beat him up to get it back, so he can actually use it. But he wasn't halachically. It doesn't belong to him. Again, esrog zeh nos lecha matana amanash tachziru li. What do you mean? If he doesn't fulfill the tanai, then it never belongs to the recipient, and he wasn't yotze, and it belongs to the first guy. Okay, kamash malan. You see from here, matana alamanas lahachzir shma matana. You see from here that a matana, on condition to return, is considered a matana. Tosfos has to go through here now, and Tosfos is showing him off to go through. Is like, what's going on here? Number, if it's a tanai, is it a tanai? Well, then there's no tanai kafel, and there's another thing when it comes to a tanai. In order for tanai to be valid, the tanai and the condition cannot be on the same object. The tanai has to be. If you don't do this, then that has to be two separate things. You can't have the tnai and the maisa the davar echad. So why here is it seems to be the tnai and the maisa all dependent on the esrog. It's all in one thing. So that's what Tosfos goes through, and the Rishonim go through. Why is it not a tnai kafel? You don't have to have if this then that. If not this then not that. So Rashbam says maybe that only applies to mamon and not to iser. The whole in the Rishonim to figure out how this complies with the typical standard rules of tonight. But we only have 10 minutes. Okay. Ha itasa, the havela dikla ba'ara de rabibi barabaye. So there was this one woman who owned a tree in the field of rabibi barabaye, and she would walk through his field to get to her tree. Kol emas to have a azla le migzere, have a kapit alea. And every time that she would walk through to be tolish, to reap the payros from her tree, he would be makbid. Maybe because she would trample on some of his grass, I don't know. So she had enough. Achnisei nehili kol shnei chayav. What she did, the woman transferred ownership to Rav Bibi during the remainder of his life. And when he dies, she'll get it back. She'll get it back to her or her yarshim. So azal iyu. So Rav Bibi now says, now I own this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the tree and I'm going to makne it to my young child to try to bypass her so it never goes back to her family. Azal ihu akne nehil levno akaton. Rav Bibi went and was makne the dekel to his young son so that it won't return to the woman after he dies. Now, according to Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, who says, Nechasai lechav acharech leploni, if the first guy sells it, and then the second guy doesn't get anything except the remainder, so Rav Bibi thought that this is also an acharecha, meaning that the case would be the woman saying, the tree is given to you, and acharecha to me or my yorshim. So he says, acharecha, if Rav Shimon Gamliel, a holy Rav Shimon Gamliel, either I'm going to say the king of Paris is Ketina Guftami, or the parallel understanding is that Acharecha makes it king of Paris Ketina Guftami. Now I gave it over to my son. You, after I die, when you come, you only get the remainder. There's no remainder. You get nothing. It stays in my family. So Amar Avuna, Bereid Rav Yoshua, Mishum da Asa Mimulai, Amriso Mile Mulayasa, because you come from Mimulai, Machlokas, whether that means a place, or that Mimulai is a reference to Mishmachas B'nei Elim. Mishmachas Bnei Eli, who were always cut short, they live long lives. So because you say something because you come from a people who are cut short, Amrisa Milai Muliyasa, you're going to say words that are also cut short. Afilu Rishum Gamliel Lo Kaamar El Acher Aval Atzmelo. That's not what Acharecha means. When it comes to Acharecha, means I give it to another party. To have it revert back to me is not Acharecha. That just means I'm giving you a gift for a small period of time. And then it springs back to me. Acharecha is only if I give it to you and acharecha to another person, but not the achar. So therefore, what you did to try to transfer over to your young son in order to bypass it, return it to her or to her family, that's null. That's not valid. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. So Mishonim said this story maybe should have been before the case of the woman, but Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Shor zeh nasum l'chav matana al menach she tachziru li. Because this is talking about the matan alat maslachzir, that's why it's probably misplaced. This shore is given to you as a gift on condition that you return it back to me. Meaning, I guess, I don't know what you can use it on condition that you give it back to me. So, right? Shore's. All right, the Rashbam is just there. The Rashbam is just saying that he thinks that it's misplaced. Okay. So, Shorzeh, Nasan Lacha, Manashe Tachziru Li, Hegdisho. So, what happens? The recipient makes it Hekdesh, and then Vihekziro, and then returns it. He says, Harisha Chalafanacha. Here it is. So, Bryce's, Rav Nachman says, Harezeh Muktash Umusar. It's Hekdesh, and it's returned. It's valid, Hekdesh, and it's returned. Meaning, if I was, number two was Maktashit and never returned it, basically. So if number two is Makdashit and then brought to the base of Migdash, well then there's no Hektesh because he has to return it. He didn't return it, it was never his, and he had the whole circle that it was never his to begin with, and therefore his Hektesh wasn't valid. But here since he returns it, since he returns it, it maintains the Hektesh. So Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Maya Hitre. What did he return? He didn't return anything of use, of value. So Amalei Rav Nachman then says back to Rava, oh my Chasre. Well, what did he not return? He said return it, and he returned it. So what did he not return? So Ella...
The status changes.
Okay, so that's what we used to focus. So what's your focus? You focus on the status or the physical, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rashi, no, we have to see. It's not that much of Machlokas Chazinon. We have to see. E Amar Le Amanasha Tachzirihu. If he just said, Stam, it's yours on condition that you return it to me, Ha'ahadre, he returned it to him. Now he was only focusing on the physical. It was returned. But if he said, E Amar Le Al menach shetachzirihu li, that you return it to me, which means that you return it for me for my usage. Then midi dechazid lekamerle. He only said it's valid if he returns to me something that I can use, but something that I can't use, like a hekdesh, is not going to be considered a returned item. What's the case? That would be a distinction, right? If he said the case of shor nasu mecha b'matana amanah shetachziru li, that's the question. That was the original statement, shetachziru li. And then Rav Nachman said that he said it's returned. But in our maskan over here, Rav Ashi says in that case it's not considered returned. Shetachziru li has to be that you return to him something of use, of value. Whereas if he just says amanah shetachzirehu, then you can just return it as is. And you can say Harish Chal Fanecha. Okay, no, we'll stop here by Amar Rav Yehuda. Have a good day.